We talked about Saskatchewan. We do have very high radon in our province. Between Saskatchewan and Alberta, if we were a country, we'd be the number two country in the world for high radon. And so this is, why we encourage everyone to test, because the stats are showing that one in three houses in Saskatchewan have high levels.
Welcome back to the Spruce Home Show, your local podcast that talks all things custom home building. Things to be aware of, things to expect, and things to take note of. Thanks for tuning in. Let's go. Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody's having a good week so far. I know I am. I know this last week we have really enjoyed the weather, the break from the cold. It looks like we're going to get back into some normal winter temperatures, but I think that's okay. It doesn't look like it's going to be grossly cold as of now. Hopefully we're through that. So I am happy to say that we have a show home open right now. So if any of you guys are looking to either build or renovate in the future and you're interested in looking at a show home of ours, seeing finishing quality, talking to us about processes, talking to us about really anything, products we use, how pricing works, anything under the sun, whether you're looking to renovate or build, would be a great opportunity for you guys to come chat with us and check it out. So the address is out at 58 Grandview Trail. It's been open for a couple weeks now. And as of now, anyway, the show home hours are Wednesday through Sunday, 1 to 3. We may change that moving forward. We may not. We will see. So this week, we're going to talk about a very important topic, something that doesn't get talked about at all, and that's radon. Radon is one of those things where, I mean, it's right up there with asbestos, and there's an argument that it's worse than asbestos in certain scenarios. It's just asbestos has gotten all of the hype, we'll call it, over the last couple decades, and I think radon is starting to become more there's starting to be more awareness of what radon is, and it can be a problem, or it can be in new housing and it can be in old housing. So this week, I wanted to bring on a special guest. I'll briefly introduce her. Not really. I'm going to let her tell her story, and then it will make sense why I thought she would be a great person to come on and talk to you guys with. I actually heard about her or found her or saw her first on social media. It's funny how social media all works, but her and another realtor I don't know if they still do, but they used to do this Instagram show, and I thought it was hilarious. They would sit down, drink wine, and just talk about anything under the sun. And it was awesome. So anyway, Carrie Tucker is here this morning to talk, and we're going to talk through radon and give you guys a better sense of what it is and why you need to be aware of it. So thanks for joining us, Carrie.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So do you do the show still?
We have done it, but we have to change it because we're finding that TikTok made everybody have a very short attention span. So we need to zip it up a little bit.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
That's funny. That's great.
So my Caitlin and I, my wife and I, we would literally because it was at night all the time, so it would be like a not a nightly thing, I guess a weekly, however often you did, it's like turn the TV off and like we're watching this.
That's just awesome. That's so funny.
Yeah, so it worked.
It was always a hoot. Yeah, it was good. I would find people like stop us in the grocery store, especially if we were together, and they'd be like, oh, I just saw you on a video.
Yeah, absolutely. Really, well, that's funny. Awesome. So thanks for coming on. And I thought maybe it would be best if you just introduced yourself and I skipped that and you told, like I said beforehand, as much or as little of as your story as you would like.
Okay. So I'm Carrie Tucker. I'm a realtor here in Saskatoon, and In 2019, at the age of 41, I was diagnosed with lung cancer. And I have no history of, I was never a smoker. I was never around, as far as I know, asbestos or secondhand smoke or anything like that. And so a lung cancer diagnosis was very shocking. Mm-hmm. And going through the diagnosis and all of the testing that was done, my oncologist suggested that it was very high likely that it was caused by radon exposure. And being a realtor, I had heard of radon, but I really hadn't gone down the road of really investigating much about it until my diagnosis, obviously. And then I really got interested in it. And Tara and I did another video about radon, and that got quite a bit of exposure. And then that sort of catapulted working with the Lung Association and really diving into radon exposure, the lung cancer risks, and everything associated with that.
Yeah. And that, to be honest, that's where it was one of the first things, like I said, I heard about you guys through social media, and then that's where I heard about it also, was through your story. And then I started looking into it more, and obviously we build new housing. So there's this thought that there's this pipe that comes out of the ground and it's just for code. There was a lot of learning lessons that I had and went down that path also kind of after hearing your story too. So
that's great.
So maybe, like, what is radon specifically?
So radon is a radioactive gas that is formed by the breakdown of uranium in the soil. So we're in Saskatchewan. We have lots of uranium, obviously. We have all this mining. And so naturally that breaks down in the soil. Radon gas is formed, and then it can get into your home, and it's a cancer risk.
Yeah. And it's high. Is it not the second leading cause next to
smoking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
Yes.
And so it can get into your home. It can get in, it comes to your basement, obviously. How does it get in, and how do we mitigate? Can we stop it getting in?
Yes, you can definitely help it. So it gets in through any crack in your foundation walls, in your basement slab, any place where there's pipes coming in and out of your house. Sump pumps are a big, big gaping hole in your basement. So that's a big place to make sure it's sealed. And so any opening in any place in your home that touches the ground, basically, is where radon can seep into your house.
Yeah, I think it's one of the misconceptions. I think that new housing is you're not going to have problems with it, but the reality is there's so many, we'll call it cracks, for lack of better
term, yeah,
in your foundation, even in a new house. Like, it can come in through you pour your footing, and then your wall gets set on top of your footing, and then your basement slab gets put on top of that. It's not one continuous pour. So concrete is supposed to crack. That's mm-hmm. what happens with concrete. So there's all these different places. Even in a brand new house, you talked about sump pits. You think through, like, teleposts, they're the same. It can come in around there. Even in your walls, like, if the house is only a few years old, you could have cracks in your walls, and it should be less prone, but it definitely isn't. It's definitely going to happen. You're going to have some sort of radon exposure, likely even in a new house. But is there, in the kind of the people that you've talked through in the past, is there, how much higher of a risk is there in old housing than new housing? Do you know that?
It totally depends on literally the ground that the house is on. So your house could, pardon me, could be high in radon, and the next door neighbor could be low. Yeah. So you really just have to test each individual house. And one thing about newer homes is, you know, we make a really good job of making houses airtight and energy efficient, but that also can trap radon gas.
Mm-hmm.
So older houses are, you know, they're a lot more vented because, you know, there's just a lot more places for air to move. But so you really just have to test every home. There's nothing anybody's done wrong with a new build, you know, to have it be high in radon, and it literally doesn't matter which community, what area you're in. It's totally dependent on the soil underneath your house. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then how do we...
And I should say, in a new, even if you're in a new house that you find out that you have high radon after you test, radon, once it's out in the outside air and dissipates into the air, it is totally safe. Like there's radon in the air right now when you walk outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's just at such a low level because it's out in the air that that's not something to worry about.
Yeah, it's not trapped in your house. It's got the whole earth.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And then so it gets in your house, and that's likely there's some amount of radon in likely every house. And that's okay. It just needs to be a safe level of it. So, okay, I guess first, how do you test for it?
So you can get a test kit from the Lung Association. You can go online and just order it. It's $65. And it's a little canister. It comes in a box and it has all the instructions of where to put it. And you leave it for 3 months. You register it online, leave it for 3 months. And then you send it in. It's in a self-addressed box to go back to the research council. And then they test it and send you an email with your level. So that would be a 3 month level. And now we know that your radon levels in your home are going to be highest during the heating months. So the coldest months of the year, just because your house is more closed up and you don't have windows open, people aren't coming and going as often. And so it's best to test at that time of year, but really any time of year, if you want to test your house for radon, I always just say, just test your house for radon.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's $65. It's like,
totally.
Quite worth it.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we give all of our clients that same talk. It's like, it's $65. Like, you're building a house, buying a house, you're getting home inspections, you're paying legal fees. Like, just think of this as one more small piece of buying a home.
Absolutely. And if it comes back high and they have to put a mitigation system in, I mean, I would just say, again, that's just an expense as a homeowner that, you know, eventually you have to replace shingles. Eventually you have to do a new furnace, water heater, all those things.
Yeah.
A radon mitigation system, you know, for the future health of your family, I think is, to me, priceless.
Yeah. Because they're not that expensive, really.
No, it's depending, but I think around $2,000 to $2,500. And then that's like one and done. Like, you don't have to, I mean, unless the fan goes or something like that, but it's a relatively easy system to just keep.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's safe to say that everybody who's listening would be willing to spend a couple $1,000s for that. Like, it's
totally. For
the safety of your health. So, and so those mitigation systems, what are they? I think a lot of people talk about these fan kits. What do they actually do?
So what they do, a mitigation that's installed by a certified radon professional would, there's a hole cut in your basement slab. It's a 4-inch hole. And then they dig a pit around just to make sure that there's airflow around the entire, or underneath the entire slab. It's a PVC pipe and then a radon fan and then another PVC pipe that's vented out the side or back of your house. Yeah. And the radon fan pulls the air from underneath the slab. And then radon is removed from your house. So my radon in my house, my current house, was at a level of 130 becquerels. We can talk about that in a second. It was at 130 and I had it mitigated when I was diagnosed. And it's now like, I run a little radon tester and it's anywhere between 0 and 5 most of the time. So, and that's less than the outdoor air.
Oh, wow. So they're very efficient.
Those
numbers, I don't know what those numbers mean. So is 130 high? Is it low? Is it okay? Where does that fall in the range?
130, I would say, as an opinion, is okay. Yeah. We say there's no safe level of radon in a house, but the action level given by Health Canada is 200 becquerels.
Okay.
So they say if your level is 200, you should install a mitigation system. I say just install one, but I mean, I have a different experience than a lot of people. So, but 130 is considered, as according to Health Canada, a low level. But it's totally based on the comfort level of the homeowner and what you deem safe for yourself and your family.
Well, and so we were at a conference before Christmas and we were talking to, I can't remember the guy's name, but he did, he is a certified installer. And so we were talking about new construction and how we can mitigate in new construction. He said, even if we were to take, so just for people listening, by code, we have to have a pipe in the ground on new housing. So there's a pipe in the ground and it's stubbed out of the slab so that if you want to get a fan kit installed down the road, it's very easy. All they have to do is kind of plug and play, put it on that pipe,
right,
and stub it out. On older homes, they actually have to get that pipe underneath the slab first.
Yeah.
But one of the things that this guy was mentioning, he said, even if we were to take that PVC and instead of just stubbing it up and capping it like we do, so typically it'll be whatever, a foot above the basement slab and there'll be a cap on it. You even just take that pipe and you don't even put a fan on it and you just pipe it out through the rim joist and outside. He said, there's no guarantee and every house can be different, but he said you could reduce the amount of radon in your house by up to 50% just by doing that, not even putting a fan on. And if you need to put a fan on, of course it's going to be dramatically better. But that was interesting to know.
Yeah, that's what's called a passive mitigation system. And I think there's been talk about putting that into building code to extend that, you know, just the pipe. The thing I like about that is that then it would make the contractor who's actually putting that pipe in the ground think about where it's going. Because if you actually have to extend the pipe to get it outside, then you have to look up and see where it's actually going to exit the house. Yeah. So I know, especially being in real estate, I show a lot of new houses and I see a lot of the radon pipe being put in places where it could never actually be used as a mitigation system. So tucked in behind a furnace or something like that, where if you look up where it would actually vent out, there's really no room to vent it out because of all of the other components of the house are venting there, and it has to be so far away from any intakes. And so there's a lot to consider there. So the reason I do like the passive system is just for that, honestly, is to have those rough-ins put in places where they could actually be used. Well, if you wanted to install a fan.
It's really inexpensive. I mean, you're talking, the pipe is already in the ground. That's going to be there regardless. So now we're talking, I don't know, like possibly as little as 10, 12 feet of extra ABS and stuff out the side of the wall. And to your point about location, I mean, I think lots, especially for us building in infills where everything's tight, we're probably, we've probably done that in the past without even really knowing it. And in reality, we've never had any of our clients actually install a fan kit. So it's, I don't think enough people are doing it yet to raise a stink. You know what I mean? Like for it to get back to the contractors where it's like, no, you need to think about this. If you're not going to put it in right away, or if you're not going to make it passively out, you at least need to think through what that looks like and have everybody who's dealing with it. So the builder, the general contractor, the plumbers who are doing it, understand how much space it actually needs, because to be honest, a lot don't. They just know that you need this pipe out of the ground, and how big is the fan? Like, I've seen the fan, they're not that big, but you still do need space for it, especially in smaller housing where things are tight.
Yeah, definitely.
So is there other types of kits? I know that there's the fan kits that basically, I don't know, it kind of looks like a little, it's hard to explain over audio, but it kind of just looks like a miniature UFO almost, I guess you could say, it's like a little disc. Do you know of any other? I know that there's like kits you can put in sump pumps, I've heard. Are there any other fan kits, or is that just kind of the one and done?
I would say definitely use a dedicated radon fan. I just think with something like this, if you want a radon mitigation system put in, this isn't a DIY opportunity. I know it's happened, and I've to people who have tried to themselves and in fact, and sometimes made it worse, tested again, and then their numbers were higher. So I'm not really sure what they were doing there, but, you definitely don't want that. So I think the cost is not that crazy expensive to have somebody certified to come in and do it. And then they also not just put in the pipe and the fan, everything gets sealed. Sump pump gets sealed. As much of the perimeter of the foundation they can see or get to gets sealed. all those kinds of things. So sealing is a huge part of putting in a system.
Yeah, absolutely. Which probably another thing I just thought about is for people, anybody who has a crawl space, to to think through what that potentially could mean for radon specifically. I mean, a lot of crawl spaces get built without concrete slabs, and they're just dirt. And does that, I've been in houses where it's not sealed. It's just literally still dirt. So that's all open coming into your home. Admittedly, those are older houses. The ones that are newer either have crushed rock and poly, or it's concrete. So the older homes are probably, like you said, not as airtight, but still, I think it's something that people need to consider if they have crawl spaces.
Yeah, a crawl space can definitely still be all sealed up, and a fan can be installed. And
yeah,
that's a big source of radon entering your house.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking back, we flipped a home, it was probably like 6 or 7 years ago now, and it had a big crawl space. It's probably like, sorry, a big addition. The addition was on a crawl space. And the addition was probably like 700 square feet, and it was all dirt. It didn't have any sealed poly on it at all. And it was, they used a window to get all the duct, an old window to get all the ducting into to the crawl space. So that was all just open to the basement. What else? Is there anything else that people should think through, be aware of, know?
I think the biggest thing is that radon is something that you can't tell that it's in your house. So you can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it. It's not like a gas that, you know, if there's a gas coming into your house that smells like rotten eggs, you know, like natural gas or something like that, you cannot detect radon other than testing for it. So it's not something that will bother you. You're not going to be sick. Like for me, I had no symptoms until I was diagnosed with cancer. I mean, I was coughing, but I also have seasonal allergies, and you know, so we were going down that road until I got really sick. I had pneumonia and had a chest x-ray, and thankfully I did, because to have my follow-up x-ray after my pneumonia diagnosis, that's when they said, this doesn't look like infection. We think there's something else going on here, in order to CT scan, which started me along the process of being diagnosed. And the vast, vast, vast majority of people who are diagnosed with lung cancer are diagnosed at stage 4. So it's a cancer that doesn't cause you a lot of symptoms until it's really bad.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is why my passion for talking to people about radon is so high, is because, you know, I am very, very lucky to have been diagnosed at stage 2. And I know a lot of people are not, and I would just want people to know that lung cancer is not a smoker's disease, and not that anybody, just because you smoke does not mean you deserve or chose to have lung cancer. But you know, you put lung cancer and radon exposure, or sorry, smoking and radon exposure together, and your risk of lung cancer is, you know, multiplied by so much more. And so I just want people to be, radon testing is very cheap, very easy. Installing one in your home, especially, you know, if you're building and can do it before your basement is finished, you know, that's an easy thing for a homeowner to do. And to prevent a future lung cancer diagnosis for you or your family is something I think I just wish everybody would do it.
Yeah, I agree. I have a pamphlet here on radon from, who's it from? Oh, from Canada Health. And you mentioned the smoking and radon exposure increases your risk like dramatically. So there's a stat in here that says if you smoke and have high radon exposure, 1 in 3 people end up getting lung cancer. So it's like, whereas if you have radon only, it's 1 in 20, which still that's high radon exposure. That's not just, so I want to be clear about that. That's not saying that 1 in 20 people, that's saying 1 in 20 people who have high radon. So I'm not trying to like scare the pants off of people here, but
So, and then the other thing, you know, we talked about Saskatchewan. We do have very high radon in our province. Between Saskatchewan and Alberta, if we were a country, we'd be the number 2 country in the world for high radon. And so this is, you know, why we encourage everyone to test, because the stats are showing that one in three houses in Saskatchewan have high levels.
Oh, yeah.
So a third of the houses, and then you take one in 20 of those people. That's a lot of people
absolutely
with lung cancer. And lung cancer is very, very deadly.
I wonder how many people have gotten lung cancer in the past, like before this was really known, and that was the cause, and it just nobody knew
yet.
They
didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the thing in doing all of this advocacy and meeting people. I meet so many people now that are like, my grandma died from lung cancer and she never smoked, and we were so confused, and how did this even happen? And and you know, that could very well be why.
Yeah, wild. Well,
yeah,
like you said, it's easy, it's cheap. That's my take on it too. It's very cheap to test for. It's $65, and if it's you have high, I mean, your fan kit and your numbers are crazy, that when it's running, it's from 0 to 5, down from 130. So it's like, it's cheap to test for, it's cheap to mitigate in the grand scheme of things.
Yes.
It's like, is a $3,000 cheap? Okay, I guess it depends who you're talking to, but in the grand scheme of things, I don't care who you're talking to, it is.
Yeah. Compared to the alternative and the risk to your health. I mean, you know, if you own a home, you do have to set money aside for future, you know, fixing things and replacing things. And I think this is one thing that people should add to their budget.
Yeah. And from a budgeting standpoint, other than, so there is that, those fans run 24/7. So 365, they're always running, but they cost like $50 a year in power. So it's like there, it's not like another furnace where, or another air condition that's running all the time. It's not that big of a power source. It's cheap from a annual or monthly budgeting standpoint. It's not like putting a hot tub in where it's going to like crank up.
No, no, not at all. You don't even need a special plug. It just plugs into the wall like a lamp.
There you go. Okay. I think that's all I have. Is there anything else you want to add?
I don't think so. I think I got my main points in.
Cool. Okay. Well, thank you again. I appreciate you coming on, and hopefully I'm sure this opened people's eyes. I know everybody kind of knows about it, but I don't think people know enough about it. So hopefully this will help.
Yeah, that's great that you guys are diving into it and spreading the word.
Perfect. Okay. Alrighty. Thank you, Carrie.
Hey, thanks, Brad.